Have it, Hot Tops. I am the Mob, the producer of Hot the Glass with Over Great.
Hey, call me Over Great. How y'all living? What's up?
I want to thank you for listening to Hot the Glass. Please follow the show on Instagram at High Off the Glass. That's with a T-A, not T-H-E. Twitter at the underscore glass. Follow Over Great.
And follow me at all them social shits that y'all go to, that y'all like going to. My producer getting a sip on. Just follow me there if you want. If you don't, that's cool too. But check out the show because you'll love it. It's dope.
Also follow the show on Facebook at High Off the Glass. Email the show at highofftheglass@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the show. Enough of me.
I think it's...
He's dying.
I'm dying. This is some good shit. Holler back.
You love it.
Part two, everybody. Welcome to High Off the Glass, everybody. We back at it. Yes, we're back at it with the beautiful birthday part duh. This is part duh. I want this down when we put this up on YouTube, put this up on whatever, make sure it says part duh.
Happy birthday.
Party for me. You know what I'm saying? It's my 41st. We here. This edition, we're going to talk about something other than nothing like we did in the last one. We was really good, though. We're probably going to talk about... We're probably going to talk about basketball in this one here. We're going to start off. But you know what? I'd like to... We're going to have a basketball conversation because this is what we do on High Off the Glass. And this is one that Boss can even take part in because he don't know shit about basketball. But it's funny how politicians, media, they want to take aim at the NBA because they came back a second to MLB. They came back quick. They came back strong. No one has it. But yet they want to make note of they're the only company who does, or they're a company that does business in China, and now we're supposed to beef with China. No one mentions Microsoft. No one mentions Apple. No one mentions Walmart. No one mentions McDonald's. No one mentions KFC. It's Pepsi, Coca-Cola. It's funny. But they love to hear recently, I don't know if you've been privy to this information, Boston. I know Mr. Michael has. They've been kind of like, NBA, China. What about me? Your senator, Mr. Hawley. This sorry son of a bitch. This dude wants to, you know, let's not talk about racial injustice in the United States or in my state, Missouri, because I don't give a shit about that. Let's talk about them. No. Those NBA people in China.
Those darkies. What those about darkies with the basketball?
What about darks. That?
Those darks.
What about that? I heard ESPN personalities literally in a week's time switch sides like water rides.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like one minute they was like, oh, well they're talking about the NBA in China, but what about such and such company, such and such company? Then a week later, same fucking ESPN personality. I'll say his name, Pablo Torre. He comes, well, see, the China NBA doesn't need to be there. They don't need to be in wow. China. They shouldn't be.
This is the main reason why I don't watch the sports center anymore.
It was really kind of funny. It was a flip-flop. Like and the reason why he flip-flopped a week later is because I get that story came out that there was some type of abuse going on in those camps from the coaches. And
abuse.
And I think the abuse really, you know, I don't want to speak too much on it because I did not read the article. I should have read it. Mm-hmm. But that's why he came out a week later and flip-flopped.
Abuse, like what?
I think it was like coaching. I think it was like practice. You know what I'm saying? Like coaching hard or some shit like
now,
that.
I noticed the regimen, you know what I'm saying? That they put the players through in order to go through COVID. They get tested twice a day, in the morning and the evening.
This isn't current. This is like past stuff.
Oh, okay.
This is all past stuff. And it's not like it was a secret. The NBA has camps in Africa. They have camps in China. They have camps in, I want to say, France. Well, in Europe, they have camps. The NBA is a global game.
It's a global game.
So, because
and I don't mean to interrupt, but that's not different from soccer.
No different.
Football. No which, different. Which is what no they different. Call it. They got no the camps all over.
No different.
Tennis. Oh my God. Tennis is really crazy with the way they recruiting people for their sport.
The difference is
they even call it our sport.
The difference between NBA and that is because those sports are already played over there. They have their own leagues and own federations, all this. MLS, which is an American soccer, is not over there. The American basketball NBA is over there. But, you know, that's just how it is. I just don't understand that. You know, they just ignore all the other companies and just want to go at the NBA. Like, so because that's a communist country, because they have different beliefs than us, we're just supposed to take the game away from them. Like, they can't play it. That's fucking bullshit. I was over in Hong Kong in 1999. I literally was hooping over there, and those cats know how to ball. We played against this one dude. This dude looked like was a Chinese fucking Dennis Rodman. He grabbed every board, got every putback. He was cold and fast. Like, real talking, we were just hooping on, and they love to play us because
they want a challenge.
Yeah, they see American black folks. They're like, oh yes, this is it. You know what I'm saying? So they couldn't wait to play us. You know, final boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, going up the
ladder. You know what I'm saying? Literally, you know what I'm saying? Right, that's the final boss right there. The American black man.
Let's see how I fare against the American.
You know what I mean? So
I'm really good. Yeah,
I played Michael Jordan 1-on-1 and I won. No, that wasn't Michael. He just had a bald head with dark skin. It was not Michael Jordan.
That man was 19 years old.
Hey, shit. It was the same way when he was at WashU, man. I used to go to the gym at the WashU and play. Some of the Asians would come in, dog, and they just swear that their game was better than mine. I got into it with a lot of Asians because they like, oh, I can get you. I'll beat you. Like,
word?
Okay, dude. All right. You can shoot, but come on now. I'm dunking. You ain't doing it. You 5'3". You can't out hoop me.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I appreciate the fire you got. Yeah, it's cool.
They can score because usually Asian dudes I played against, their defense was the best thing. I didn't meet too many that was like Jeremy Lin out there. They usually just had dope ass defense.
Well, not here. The Asians I met, man, they got mad. They can shoot. I mean, it's like an angle. It's an arch. They can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mad.
Mathematics.
Right. It's mad. Yeah. Yeah. It's mad.
Stereotyping.
Literally.
It's mad.
Message.
The hypotenuse. Message. The hypotenuse is this. And the angle of my
circumference
arm.
Diameter.
And if I do that and I magnify that and, by math, this should go in.
I tell you what.
And they don't like the physicality of our game. So you can bully some agents around.
No,
here,
hell they don't.
I'm telling you, though. They don't
well,
like
the,
that.
The real brothers I played in Hong Kong, they was just as physical. They was ready for it. Oh, they was their ass, man. Them little dudes, and I'm telling you, none of those dudes look like they could play at
I really want some Chinese food. I have taste with like some sushi or like some Chinese food. Like, is that racist?
Mugao pit. What is it called? Mugao.
Man, I want to.
I'm talking about playing basketball in Hong Kong. It's a basketball show.
Half white rice, half noodles.
This dude wants Chinese.
Mongolian beef, pineapple chicken.
Damn, bro, stop talking
sweet and sour.
Mary Sue, I'm going to want the shit.
And an order of crab rangoon and one egg roll.
Wow. I'm not mad at you.
Throw the spring roll in there right there.
Real side note, what's better? Panda Express? Like, or question is, what's better? Franchise fast food Chinese or that like local place that you
local
know?
Local place all day.
Yeah.
Local place.
You think so?
Local place.
Now,
right in the circle.
And you get more for your money, and that shit is just delicious. You can't get a best soda from Panda Express.
Really can't. They don't have the
You can't get the little plastic fork with the little bag. Like, it's about that bag and a half order rice and your little condiments.
I think you're right. But it's just sometimes I get that craving for orange chicken.
Yeah, I get that bougie feeling.
Sometimes I get that more than I get Rice House. And Rice House is, you know, when I live in North County, that's that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's that Asian fusion.
But, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
it's definitely local for me.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
only people
I like when I go in this bulletproof glass on the ones. Ooh, it's going to be good. Bulletproof glass on the front. We don't take cash. I said, ooh, yeah.
I was always weary about when I moved here, man. About them spots, always it's so good. The rice is good. First off, what you mean just rice? They got more, right? Oh, you mean y'all call Chinese food rice? Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were saying all they have is rice. Because where I'm from, we say Chinese food.
You
fuck
want
rice?
You wanted your mugao pork?
No, I don't know. No, I tell you what, we ate what y'all do not have. I'm surprised is because we do not have St. Paul's. We don't know what the fuck is St. Paul is.
Yeah,
where I'm from. We have no clue what is St. Paul.
I don't either. What is St. Paul?
When I came here, I said, "You." I almost heard a little bit.
It's like an egg sandwich,
bro. I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
It's an egg sandwich.
I did.
It's
bro. I was fucking Saint when Paul. I seen it in I seen this.
What did I do to a Saint Paul?
I seen this chick eating it, and she was bad too, and she was super bad. And I was like, damn, as fine as she is, she gonna eat that nasty shit?
Smash
it. Like, it was sandwich.
God, I can't do egg anyway.
Oh yeah, I put some crushed red pepper, some sweet and sour on that boy.
Now I don't like Saint Paul.
I go through a special Saint Paul, pork Saint Paul. All over my body.
I can't do it.
Man, I fucked that shit up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what one
I'm trying
more.
To, I'm trying to think about it.
You look like you about to Earl.
Them shits is nasty, fam. I don't know how y'all do it.
What else do they have that we have here?
Well, we got, you know, rice and all that, general towels, all that shit. But one thing that we have that y'all don't, and I was shocked that y'all don't have it because y'all got a lot of good Chinese spots, is fucking pork spare ribs. Y'all don't have spare ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Why the fuck y'all don't have spare ribs? You don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, do you?
I've only had spare ribs at like authentic Japanese restaurant. They have
spare ribs.
How do they do it? Okay,
how's
a spare rib
from the regular.
Basically, they cook it, and what they use some type of sauce that's like it has a thick ass red dye in it. And the way they cook it, they kind of like they sear the shit out of it. It's pork, and you know it don't take long to cook, but they use some type of red dye, and when you get it, if you get a good one, it's dripping with that fucking sauce. They don't even have to be dripping, but that sauce is on it, and it damn, oh shit. damn, females on your computer. It was a female.
You need to start
computer.
Doing this like this every time.
For real, you ain't lying, bro.
Because I just want to.
What is when you get good spare ribs, mm-hmm. the sauce is like kind of caramelized on there. Mm-hmm. Woo, that red ass shit.
He described the fuck out of that,
bro.
Described that motherfucker.
Yes.
I feel like I
it's good. That's back when I used to eat swine. That shit was good to the motherfucker.
The spare rib.
That is fascinating. Man. The way you describe it.
Go to the East Coast. When you go to the East Coast, go to a Chinese place that you pray won't make you sick. And pray. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't want to. I shouldn't say it like that.
You holy, but holy go, pray, dude.
Damn.
But I don't eat ribs, though, so it's a good thing. Yeah, I don't eat ribs.
Well,
you eat pork. What you mean?
Now you say your name. They still say you eat no ass.
What you mean you eat ribs? You eat bacon.
Yeah, but I don't eat ribs.
Why not?
Because
this is your guest, you invite him.
You keep giving him ammo.
No. Damn. I know you're gonna say I don't eat.
Why you keep reloading his gun?
I had to give up certain parts of the pig. So I bacon. It was either bacon or ribs. I chose the bacon.
But you eat you. So but you eat a ham.
The ribs was the last thing, man. I had to give it up.
So you eat every other thing on the pig except
ribs. Only I eat ham, sausage, and bacon. That's the
Raise your hand if you invited him again.
The only three. I don't eat pork steaks. I don't eat pork chops. And I don't eat ribs. So it's six meats on the pig.
Jesus.
It's six meats. Well, it's six that we normally eat.
If you're going to, you might as well eat the whole fucking thing. You might as well eat the whole. Okay, anyway.
Because they all taste different.
Damn, you know, pork steaks
don't.
You know,
pork steaks don't taste like ribs. Pork chops don't taste like ribs.
You invited him.
I did, didn't I? He knows. You know what? Let me get him here for what he's supposed to be talking about. Shit. So
y'all just eat everything from the rooter to the cooter. What old boy saying?
I don't. Right. Yeah. In the boomerang. Was that boomerang?
Yeah, boomerang.
Yeah.
From rooter to the cooter.
Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. We love you. For real.
Coordinate.
Get a pop. Coordinate. Sugar pop. Pop. I don't remember that.
That was a Wayne Brothers. He be dancing in the diner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit come on TV.
Yeah, that's
cool. Because the cannon's off that shit, so they play the fuck out of Martin now, Wayne Brothers, because most of the shit they play was always ridiculousness and like the Wild and Out shit. All not gone. So now that shit, all you see is 24 hours of damn near Martin and fucking Wayans Brothers.
Oh, I see
VH1 and MTV.
For real?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't look at that shit. When I put it on the guide and I saw what was on MTV, all it ever say is ridiculousness.
Yeah, but I think VH1. Maybe VH1 is what has.
Okay. Because I will catch Martin on that motherfucker late night. It's funny how Viacom fired him, but Fox kept him.
Mm-hmm.
That's tight. You know, mm-hmm. I guess. You know what I'm saying?
He a Republican?
Who? Nick. No. He ain't a Republican after Fox. What he said. Did you hear what that man said?
I know he said, but Fox News?
If he's a Republican after what he said, they ain't not fucking with him.
They support Trump like that a motherfucker, though.
What? You invited Fox. Him. You invited him.
Fox loves
Trump. I'm going to say every time he says something crazy. Hey, bro. I don't know how we got here, but go ahead. Man,
fuck you. You invited him. You starting to sound like Damon Lowkey. Like
MSNBC is Democrat and Fox News is fucking Republican.
No, but bro, did you hear?
I know what he said. I'm just saying, you know, Fox is the that's where the Republicans go when they want to hear what Trump got to say.
No shit, fam. That's Fox News, but Fox, regular Fox on Channel 2.
It's all under St. Louis, the same umbrella.
It is, but they kept him.
I think he's a Republican. You know, his father was a preacher. /pimp.
Your invited guest.
So, you know that? His father was a preacher / pimp. Nick Cannon.
I don't know how we got here.
I do. We talked.
Shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be here.
Anyway, we got from pork to politics. Well, both in they start with P.
These motherfuckers shouldn't.
And neither one makes sense.
Your pork all political make no sense.
You didn't. Because I'm trying to go one way with it. You're steering the wheel off the fucking road, dog. It really wasn't that relevant to what you took it somewhere else with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did I?
Yeah, because anyway. you never answered the question to be all the way. I know you waving at fuck you. Hey, look, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if it go bad, because if it go bad, it's still good to me. So I don't give a shit. I make it work either way. You never answered the question though.
What was the question?
The question, why is the NBA catching all this heat, but another of these other corporations?
They black. Next question. Next.
80% black.
Can you expound on that?
What more need to do? That's the black league. You got to have an enemy. This whole system works on a good guy and a bad guy. So for me to be a good guy, I have to have a bad guy. So yeah. NBA is it. This whole back and forth, like the whole game is built against us versus them. Yeah. I hate it. I wish we didn't think that way. I wish we thought, okay, let's figure out how to work together first, then go that way. We just start off, fuck you. Like, okay, here we go, fighting motherfuckers for no reason.
Already.
Yeah.
Already.
So it's already. Like.
Without even talking.
Yeah, the whole system, like. Is a us versus them. It irks me when people say, "Yeah, we are them." That's them. Like, no, you live on the same street. No, you're not. Like, that's not. That's not. That's not. That's see. No, that's not it, guys. Like, who got the kind of time? So I hate that us versus them. But like, someone has to be a bad guy. If I'm a hammer, I gotta find a nail.
Yeah,
that's why you don't want them to be hammers. That's how it works. If you arming me to be a hammer, I gotta find some fucking nails to bang. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm teaching you to be a glove, a mitt to catch somebody, now you somewhere. Oh, I'm gonna catch this person that can feel good.
Yeah,
now I'm a hammer. I'm gonna bang some shit.
Okay,
and the fact that.
I don't know how I got the hammers and baseball.
Right, what type of metaphor has it got to do with when the NBA's catching heat more than Microsoft?
But you need a good analogy. You need an enemy. It was? The point is, you see the enemy.
The enemy.
If I make sense to Rodney, I'm really fucked up. I didn't go back. Wrong way.
I brought him here.
I'm trying to help you out. Right.
I said, no. If I need help, how about you? I'm really fucked up.
We established that. Everybody here fucked up. Except for old. Especially on this day. On this day, you cool.
Right, literally just today, because it's my birthday. Birthday. Every other day, I'm fucked up.
That was funny. Say what you was going to say, bro.
I'm trying to remember now. I'm trying to remember.
Damn, your feet is way over here. God damn, you got some big ass. Oh, that's my shoes. Your goddamn moccasins, man. Where you get these big ass
feet? Hey, let me get my shoes, man. I'm going to get my shoes.
Out of here.
Hey, goddamn it. Hey.
He's sitting over here chilling, looking like goddamn. What's his name? Hugh Hefner and shit in the 60s. Said, well, yeah, back in the day, you know, glove and nails, you know. Like, what the fuck? And he got his big ass. I keep thinking I'm kicking his feet, but it's some size 18 moccasins. Like, bruh, I already got Rodney right in there. His feet ain't little. His 11s keep poking out of shit. Them old ass ugly Jordans.
Man, can't remember what I was about to say.
I feel you. My stomach hurt. Damn, that's a good laugh. I think I got a little workout on that.
What was I about to say?
I tell you, if it come back to you, say it. But I haven't had pizza since before 4th of July. I'm going to fuck some pizza up for my birthday.
From where? Pizza Hut? Emos.
Fuck out of here, Pizza Hut. I wish to God if I had
eat some pizza.
Man, I'm gonna rub it on my body.
Man, I'm gonna
tear that shit up. Oh man, no bullshit. I'm a. I wish I if I had it like that.
This is what I was going to say.
I'd hop in my jet and fly it. Go ahead.
And the main reason is because, like you said, you got to have an enemy. They see how successful the NBA
so successful is with going restart. To be. So
with
successful.
That restart and
oh my God.
Globally, like you said. Yes. So they know, yes. Hey, we got some static here. We yeah. have a competitor here. Yes. They're going to take all the business. What yeah. can we do to fuck up their momentum?
Where'd it come from, though? Like, this was out of yeah. left fucking field, fam. Like, NBA's never been attacked like this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, where are you mixing the brandy with the cranberry juice? Mm-hmm. That's different. Mm-hmm. I tell you, it was really good. That cranberry anything with that fucking Ciroc apple or that Crown Royal apple. Yeah. That apple and that motherfucking cranberry juice.
About to get a drink now.
Faded real quick.
About to get a drink now.
Doing real good.
Walking home.
It's just blatant racism, bro. You want to say something else on that?
Blatant racism. You made it sound like, okay, you interrupted me.
No, I'm sorry. I felt like I interrupted you, to be honest with you. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, it's cool. But yeah, the blatant racism. And
I was about to hit the nut button. I didn't think I could say D's quick enough, but I sure was about to hit it. Oh, shit.
The blatant racism, and we talked about it the other day, man, how successful they have been and how unsuccessful the white sport has been. Major League Baseball is going down, dog.
Yeah, it is. If they finish, I think it'll be literally a money grab.
All the teams won't be able to. They're not going to be able to complete, I think it's 60 games, right? All the teams are not going to complete 60 games.
How are you the first, excuse me,
O has two birthday belts.
Nasty ass. Bubble of the bubble gum.
I'm gonna take a picture of this and put it on my damn page.
The birthday belt.
Did y'all have
it? It was. It was the birthday belt. Did you hear it?
It was a long one too. It was you.
I got to step in and carry the show because you were shitting.
You heard the gap.
You heard the gap. You were typing.
I was like, shit. I can't holler at the ladies right now.
You heard the gap. We heard the white space when he said his keys.
Let me check in. Check ball.
You're right. I'm in. Check ball. Do y'all have a problem? And there's a lot of empty bottles over here, fam. Like, I'm distracted. Do y'all have a problem?
It's all cognac bottles. That's me.
And in real talk, I was the first one to put you on to that, right? Did you know about it before me?
Yeah, I did not.
The Ciroc.
I think what it was.
The VS Ciroc is that shit.
I saw it at Randall's. I was like, you know what? O had that shit. Let me see what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And all the ladies that came on, I said, I love that. I said, damn.
Yeah.
That's Cosby, huh? Look at him. He's talking. I got his ass, bitch. I win. I got you.
Bow.
I was the closest one to you. It's always Cosby. The one that knows you the best. Am I my brother's keeper? Yeah. You got G money. Sorry. Yeah, I know, dog. You walked right into that one and stayed there.
That sleep pill.
You walked into it and stayed there, too. He walked into it and stayed there. You dead. Yeah, you walked in and stayed. Got you.
Boom.
Got you, dog. I'm sorry. I had to do it to you. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good, too. You didn't see it. It was great. That was great. No one saw it coming.
I stayed there so long, I had a sleeping bag. I was getting comfortable.
Decorating this room and shit. Oh, yeah, I'll put these right here.
Giant poster here. Right. Jordan poster here.
He was FaceTiming, like, yeah, it's my new room and shit, my new house and shit.
You shot me up so good.
All on the FaceTime.
That shit was hilarious.
If the ladies like it.
Oh, my God. Right.
Yeah, I am Marcus Boston. This is
right. It's a lot of empty fucking bottles. But I want to get into this restart shit too. Because like, how if you're Major League Baseball, I don't know if you Boston, you probably don't know this.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna make it.
What?
No, there's no trust.
No, but no, before that, before even that, do you know they had the bubble idea first?
Oh, yep. They was fighting with the motherfucking, yeah.
And they was too busy fighting with their union about money.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to lowball the fucking players.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to pay the damn
the owner of this trash in MLB. Ooh, they nasty. They fucked themselves.
Steinbrenner was all in it. He was like, hey, we're not doing this.
Hank died that last year. Hank died this year.
But his brother, his brother.
Yeah, the brother, the good brother's still alive. Hank was the bad one.
No, whoa.
Hank was the one that was making them badass deals.
No, but Hank is the one that know how to spend money. This one don't like to spend money. And this one is the one I
guess Hank is bad because he was spending money.
Exactly.
He's a good bad.
Exactly. Yeah. And this one I think is the one invited Dump to throw out the pitch on opening day.
No, he made that shit up.
He did?
Yes. Wow. Trump is a liar. He made it up because Mel Fauci was getting thrown out the pitch at Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
He made it up. Yanks like, what the fuck? He made it up.
So the Yanks never invited him?
No.
You sorry son of a bitch. That's a sorry son of a bitch.
He was mad because Fauci was throwing out the pitch.
You
Washington.
Jealous ass bitch. Wow. Why would you? Why
made
would,
it up, dog.
Why?
Yes. And then cancel said, I can't go because I have to work on this corona thing. So I'm not going to make it.
Corona.
He was out in the suit throwing 4 more pitches. It didn't cancel like he was going in the first place.
He wasn't throwing 1 more pitches out of White House.
Yes, he was. Sorry.
Who was catching? I'm interested in that.
No, I don't know. Probably Secret Service. Secret Service, somebody.
Damn,
I don't know.
That motherfucker.
Yes, he made it up, dog. Yeah.
He made it up. That's how petty he is. Do you understand the level of pettiness that this sorry son of a bitch
he made it
has
up.
Brought said, like, us down what to?
We never...
In every...
And then cancel aspect. Like...
Bruh, he's got everything on national TV and said, everybody likes Fauci. No one likes me. What line is that?
I mean, I should get great ratings, too. I put him on, so like I should have great ratings, but no one likes me.
I put him on. Motherf- I should have ratings, too.
This is the worst movie ever. When is it over?
What kind of...
I don't understand that, dude. And you're 70.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his own... Was it his niece?
He said John Lewis to come
niece,
my niece.
I want that book. I want that book.
She came out with everything about that,
that book.
If you watch any interview of her before the book came out, she tells you all you need to know.
She do. She really yes. do. She yeah. lay it out.
She laid it out.
I listened to her whole interview with Chris Cuomo on CNN.
She told you all you need to know.
From when he was young.
We know people that know. We know people that kind of family. The dad is some businessman. Want the youngest, his oldest to be like him. He don't want to be that way.
He rejected it.
We know motherfuckers that broke they look like that. So it makes sense. Oh yeah. So you want to be daddy's favorite.
I believe that his oldest son, his father,
the writer's dad
the writer's dad was the one who killed himself. I believe they drove him to that shit.
Yes, absolutely.
He had alcohol. Absolutely. He had alcohol problems. I don't know if he had any other type of problems, but I promise you that family probably drove him to that shit.
Absolutely.
And I wonder how difficult it was for her to actually get that book published. With jeez. all the
are you great? Know,
the man, secrets she was coming out.
Publishers was beating each other up trying to write that book.
I'm pretty sure the family.
No, the family don't care. If you ain't on that side, they don't give a fuck about
you. They sued her so that book wouldn't come out.
Yeah, so I'm
they
pretty sure her. That was some.
So
that was difficult.
Was a tough. That was probably the toughest part.
Yeah, because you can't publish anything or put it out.
They fucked her out of money.
Legality.
They did.
They fucked her out of money when her dad died. So Donald fucked her out of money when the dad died.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Donald wouldn't do anything to be daddy's favorite
Don't call him that. Call him Dump. What the fuck he is. Call Dump. Him Dump.
What'd I say?
Dump.
You call him that guy. That dude.
Or my favorite that you created, 45. Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Call that motherfucker.
Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm. Agent Orange. I call him 45.
Agent Orange, 45. Yeah.
You just say that because Pop say that. No?
Yeah.
Agent Orange, yeah.
We know motherfucker.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he ain't supposed to be there.
I just hate that shit.
That's a crazy petty. I said, Yankees wouldn't do no shit like that.
I just don't.
Not my Yankees.
I don't understand.
I know that's a lie. I said, not my
Yankees. But see, that owner, that the younger brother, the one that don't like to spend, I'm like, how conservative is he?
Right.
Is he like, because his dad, I don't know how his dad was. All I know is his dad wanted to fucking win. He didn't give a shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why he's one of my favorite owners ever. Because Mr. George Steinbrenner did not give a shit. He wanted to fucking win.
This man has gas.
Do you need some motherfucking ass?
If he thought you could do it.
Some Pepto Bismol or something? Good God.
Y'all could have been
fashion, they wouldn't even know. No, fuck that. I'm telling everything. Burn the motherfucker down.
That was silent.
It was 4 seconds, though, of like white space.
You always want to burn it down, throw it all away. You always want to throw it away.
You was in the middle of a whole conversation and stopped. It wasn't like you was done and we had something to think what you said. You was talking and said,
at that point, that's when you be professional.
I'm listening to what you're saying. You didn't finish. You wouldn't even have. He had just started and just stopped. Like, what are we talking about?
Do you want to finish your sentence?
I know that was.
Damn it!
Shit, he mad as I can't read his mind. I'm sorry. I didn't bring my mind reading glasses today. Jeez, you in a hole? Like
I was in the middle of a. I was somehow
talking about George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, but anyway, Steinbrenner liked to spend money. He liked to win, but I don't know politically where he was. I probably could dig that up, but I'm not going to. So
he's probably a Reagan Republican,
but just so, I don't want to.
This is the time,
but yeah, you would assume that, but you never know. It could have been Clinton. You never. I don't know. But the other thing too is
a lot of motherfuckers love Reagan, boy. Ooh.
Hank, I love Hank. Rest in peace, Hank. His son, Hank, liked to spend money.
Yeah, but Hank just died because he was fucked up. He didn't die because of COVID.
And that's why when I heard about Dump throwing out the ball, I definitely believed it because somebody that's with the Yankee organization, somebody does something and like he's like a Bronx, he runs some type of community service, community recreation center, I think, in the Bronx that the Yankees fund. And he was super pissed off about it. When I saw him respond, I was like, oh shit, this shit might be real. Yeah. So that's when I responded. But I'm so glad that the cheaper one. Don't want to. I'm gonna keep talking about spend some fucking money and get some players. But you know what? I ain't gonna say nothing if y'all win this year. So right on. But I just don't understand why did they think they could travel to different cities and that shit would work?
Yeah,
especially the cities where it's a hot spot of the virus.
Like what the fuck?
Florida,
and then the Marlins,
Texas.
Our dude, Mr. He knew. Oh shit! I didn't bring the goddamn Jordan poster. I got this funny weird looking. Oh shit!
Tits in your face.
Right.
Tits in your face. Your face.
1920s titties. I don't.
This is big. This is some jugs, boy. This is some tatties.
It looked like some tatties. Playboy 1969.
It looked like an old like. You're right. The first Playboy.
So
he's like, a whole house.
He's like Jeter here, and this shit was over there where it should have been. And they want to put this shit on Front Street. What the fuck are y'all
doing? Like the shit when they used to pose and they had the big balloon draws on.
You know what I'm saying? Right. With music like this. No. With music like that.
These are black and white porn stars. You know, no color.
So pink ass motherfucker here. Anyway, took me off my goddamn thing. I just our dude Jeter. Well, the Marlins knew. I don't want to know. I don't want to say if he knew. I don't know because that's my boy. But they knew that some of their players had it, and they played a game. They played a game against the Phillies. Wow.
That's how the Phillies got it.
Whoa. You know what I'm saying? And then do the Phillies fuck around and give it to the Cards? How'd the Cards get it?
Because they brought some people up from, you know, they got a farm house in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they had brought some of the people up to practice. And that's what the motherfuckers.
And Florida's a hot spot because their governor
Santos. Hell's a hot spot. Florida's something past hell. Hell's a hot spot. Florida is fucking, is the sun.
Where is it? There it is.
The middle of hell. They...
Mm-hmm. That dumbass governor you got. That dumbass governor, Mr. Santos.
Pass hell to get to Florida.
Santos, Mr. Whatever Dump says I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna suck his dick every possible moment.
It's like
Santos wanna open up everything now, even though they spiking in every motherfucking thing. He's so goddamn stupid.
I was down there, dude, and it's crazy.
So when were you down there?
I went to Tampa 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Huh?
I was in Tampa 3 weeks ago.
You picked now to say that shit?
You invited him here, huh? Wow.
That was 3 weeks ago.
I knew it would be you. I knew it would be you.
That was 3 weeks ago.
You invited the motherfucker, Outbreak
Jax,
Monkey,
you took
to the
Jax
house.
Home. Jax lived in Texas.
Yeah, I left Tampa and went to Dallas.
He went to double-double. He doubled down. He said,
Hold on. You went to Tampa. You went to
I'll
Tampa.
See you, Texas, and raise you, Florida.
Hush! I'm trying to figure some shit out.
I see Texas, I raise you,
Hush,
Florida.
Hush, hater. Hush, hater. You went to Florida. Wow. Then you went to Texas to get Jax, and then you came back up here.
Yeah. Wow. That was 3 weeks ago.
He's an outbreak monkey.
It's 3 weeks ago. I quarantined and everything. That was 3 weeks ago. I quarantined and everything. Took the test and everything.
You did? You took a test?
Yeah, you got.
When you take a test?
We got to bleed this.
How'd you get it from? You got it from CBS got COVID? Yeah. Might do.
I don't believe him. I'm a Google it. See, you got COVID.
Go ahead.
Test of CBS.
Go ahead. You can swab yourself.
That don't sound trustworthy.
Boston.
Swab yourself.
Yeah.
Boston. If we start coughing tomorrow.
Boston. Y'all Boston. Good. Boston. You was just at my house.
Hush. Boston.
You was to his house? You got it too? Oh my God. I knew I should have stopped the show a long time ago.
If we start coughing tomorrow, I say we go over this house and beat his ass.
That was three.
I'm calling the whole airstrike.
That's 21 days ago.
Well, he took a test and the test came back 21 negative.
Days ago.
They say, what the fuck they is say, you going to Tampa for? Why don't you just go to get your grandson in fucking Texas like you were supposed to and bring your ass back home?
Because I planned the trip back in January.
Trip? You don't have trips in COVID. It's COVID season. This ain't trip time. We go on vacations every year in goddamn July. Did you think we go win on one? You know who did go on one? He did. He went to goddamn Chicago last month.
I've been, yeah, like in the last.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
I went to Illinois, Florida, and Texas. You should do a clap run, a clap right.
You might have the clap.
I tell you right. For real, exactly. This is what I put for that shit. That's what I put for that.
He got the COVID.
Why are you going to all the places?
It was, wow. Man, he it just, it, I didn't, to be honest.
What the fuck is in Tampa Bay but COVID?
And Brady.
Right, like, what the fuck, for real? Did you go say hi to my boy? Like, what you do?
It was a trip, man. We had planned it in January. Trips, and I get down on plane.
Is that Orange County?
Let's see how many people died in Florida today.
Shit, a lot. Rest in peace to all of them.
We went in Orange County.
If you live in Orange County and you're not in that bubble, I feel for you, man.
I was in the outskirts.
I don't believe you.
So
how long were you down there, bro?
The weekend, 3 days.
I'm just now hearing about this, bro.
Yeah, January 10th to January 13th. July 10th to July
13th. For what? Well, what? What's down there?
It's a trip. Mm-hmm. It's a trip.
But you got a timeshare in that bitch? Like, what are you doing?
Like, now, what'd you say? You stayed again? So I see how many people died around there.
Visiting friends. I was at the, let me think of the hotel.
Come on, lie.
I don't lie, bro.
I'm done. I'm aborting on this. I'm aborting on that right now. Okay, look, we're going to hard pivot to NBA. Hard pivot.
It was 21 days.
I want to smoke again.
Hurt my nerves. Today is August the 7th.
You wipe your face, you ain't sweating.
Right, I am. That's the thing.
24
you got any
days
more papers?
Ago.
You got any more papers? You got any more papers?
Yeah, I got some papers.
It was almost a month ago.
Finish our sports, then we can get out of here before we die.
It was almost a month ago.
You invited him.
It was a month ago. It's almost a month ago.
You asked for this.
A month ago.
Did you think
July 10th? This is August the 7th. It was literally 28 days ago.
28 days, your ass like the movie.
I was just thinking about that movie too.
I know you would.
You said it. 28 days later. That's like, no.
There's a radiation symbol. Don't say 28 days. There's a radiation symbol right by the 28 days.
He is not helping.
It's a radiation.
Oh
zombie.
My God. He said,
there's
said
no,
no
case. There's no case.
Don't say 28 days. That's the worst you can say.
How you go from bad to worse? He said 21.
Pretty soon you'll be talking about outbreak with Dustin Hoffman out this bitch.
26 days.
He went 21 days to 28 in his life, and the lie made it worse.
Shoot me.
It's more than.
Hey, my backpack, man.
I'm fucking shooting real quick. Blast me right fast. I know you got it too. Blast me.
The fuck?
Oh, I'm stupid little bitch. Why invite him? Because I couldn't get coach. That's what I couldn't get coach. I'm going to keep it around. I couldn't
get coach. Hey, coach, next time you're on the show, shout me out. Don't let them talk to your cuz like that.
I couldn't get coach. Anyways, did you think Phoenix would be undefeated since the restart?
Be honest. Whoa. I didn't think anybody would actually. I thought everybody would lose the game by now. I thought it'd be just kind of across the board. Basketball has started and everyone is on the same slate.
I'm surprised. I thought you would have somebody.
Yeah, Portland and Phoenix are my surprise teams. But to be honest, no, I did not think they would be undefeated.
I don't know why Portland would be a surprise team for you. They've rested. They have Skinny Melo. They have
players. That's why, Melo.
They have players that are healed up. Zach Collins is back healthy. Nurkic is back healthy. Nurkic, see, that, and that's the problem. Like I said last night, we was on a text. I'm fucking mad because our starting center is not a starting fucking center. Portland has two starting centers. Yeah. Portland really got three. You got Zach Collins, you got Whiteside, and you got fucking Nurkic. Those are three starting centers.
But you wouldn't put Collins in with somebody like Anthony Davis because
he
would get used.
No. Here's the thing. You wouldn't put Theis in there, which we have with Boston. You wouldn't put him in because he's under fucking size. You would put Zach in there. Zach is 6'11". Zach can fucking bang with you.
He's 190. 6'11", he's not 190. That dude is skinny. He's about as thin as that chair.
Zach Collins is not a big guy. That's Porzingis in Dallas. Zach has he has some thickness to him.
No, he does not.
Zach Collins is a small motherfucker. I need coach.
Oh, my God. Zach Collins is about 212 pounds.
He's not,
Anthony
man.
Anthony Davis would pee on him.
No, he wouldn't, man. Zach has a body for him, man.
Don't they play tonight?
He peed on.
Oh, shit. I got to tell. Oh, shit. Record this Celtic game.
Fuck.
It's probably too late. The game, what game?
Shit, I know, right? Fuck.
Yeah, he started at 5:30.
Damn it. shit, I got to tell her right now. Record. C's game.
Please, baby, please.
But getting back to it, I'm telling you, man, Zach Collins, you could put him in against somebody like Porzingis. But you can't put him in against a big body. Nurkic is what they need for somebody like Anthony Davis and Jokic. They need him because his mobility and his ability to play defense.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
But Zach Collins, he's always in the front court anyway. He shoots threes.
Okay, here's the thing. You want to get
Zach Collins shoots threes.
You may want to get.
He's not a front court defensive guy.
Zach Collins is a really he can shoot it a little bit, but he's not proficient in it. Nurkic can shoot him. He's more down in the paint. But you forget about this one cat named Whiteside. Like Whiteside,
I'm not forgetting about Whiteside. Like, said three centers. I don't believe three. I think two. Whiteside and Nurkic is good.
He's legit a center, but I don't want to get bogged down in that bullshit. Who do you have?
Why does Damon think he the motherfucking driver from what was the movie with the bodyguard? What was the movie that
Kevin Costner and Whitney? No,
the movie with Clive Owen when he was the driver. What was the name of that movie he was in? It was like three of them.
Oh, that wasn't Clive Owens, fool. That was that other white boy from...
Jason Statham.
Yeah, there you go.
What was the movie he was in?
The Professional? No.
No, I thought... It wasn't The Driver.
What was it called?
That's what Kostnick is, that motherfucking Audi. He motherfucking... I'm going to find this movie.
Dang, what was it?
Damn, shit to do.
It's not Crank.
He was in that movie, but what
Crank was tight.
Yeah.
They ain't got fuck all to do with what we talking about. Real bad.
I know. I'm sorry, mother. The transporter. The cult thing, the motherfucking transporter.
Transport your ass to sleep.
You took coach spot on that.
I did.
We was going somewhere.
He inspired me.
He
inspired me. I'm sorry. Coach did it.
Bro, like, damn. He better be a. He better come. He need to come back on the show. We giving him all love today. Goddamn. So fucking High Off the Glass hosted by Coach.
Now you were about to say, getting back to basketball. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Who did you say you were?"
He talking about my man. God, these beautiful women. He talking about my man. Right.
Holy host, stay on your side of the table. And then do you want to see it? You want to see it
for real? You know we do.
Okay. Anyway.
Who do you, man, like I told you before, the raps ain't no fucking joke. Bro, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad you allowed me to come back correct myself.
For real, what do you have to say about that? Show.
Mm-hmm. You hit the nail exactly on the head when you said you were all at the game and it was like a point in the fourth quarter where the Raptors just looked at each other and they was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's finish this.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that now. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers, man. Mm-hmm. And I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Audience, I was wrong. I said the Raptors would not be anything without Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
They are better because them cats depend on each other. And I told you this. They remind me of the 2004 Detroit Pistons.
They do.
Because they was a straight team.
Yeah.
Them guys knew how to play together.
Mm-hmm.
They depended on each other. Yeah. And even though they had one leader, yeah. that leader didn't act like a leader. He acted like he was right along with everyone else. Mm-hmm. No one put themselves at a pedestal higher than any other player. And that's how the Raptors play. They good.
You are correct. You are correct. And I'm gonna do you one better than the 04 Pistons, but that's a great analogy. I see Pascal as being on that Kawhi level pretty soon. Pascal is cold. Like, there's people that we know that sleep on Pascal. I don't know why. Because that dude can freaking ball, bro. He can end the game. He's clutch. You know what I'm saying? He can get a stop when you need a stop.
Offense and defense. You know what I'm saying?
He is good.
And he can score in the paint, and he can score from outside.
Yes.
You have to guard him. He's a problem.
He's dope as shit.
I like the Raptors, dude.
He's dope as shit.
They're going to be a problem. And the fact that they have a center is what's going to be the problem for the Celtics.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like.
But one thing that I like is that Enes has been coming off the bench and doing what Enes does.
He's been putting this to work. He's been finishing games. They've been leaving him in the game in the fourth quarter.
He's been doing it.
And I like that.
He's been doing it. I want to give props to Enes Kanter because he's getting his points off the bench. He's coming in. He's doing what we need. When you obviously see Theis being thrown around like a fucking rag doll.
Enes comes in and he's like, okay. And he's scoring too.
Not just playing defense, he's scoring. And Theis wants to jump out to the fucking 3-point line now because everybody and their mama got to shoot goddamn threes. What the hell is this? Shoot a two. Like, go to the cup.
But
talk amongst yourselves.
He can shoot
turtlenecks.
Jesus, thank you. Jesus Christ.
But Theis can shoot that.
Why does everybody have to shoot a fucking three in the NBA, Boston? Like, real talk, bro. Like, no, look, here's the thing. They will have a drive, they will have a fast break going. It'll be 2-on-1, and then motherfuckers say, fuck a layup, I'm gonna shoot a three. And they will pull up. And brick that bitch. Three. Like, what are you doing? Well, they could have had it easy, like, pass it to me. I'm gonna lay it up. Because the defender can't do shit. He don't know who to pick. So you got an easy 2 points. But no, let me just pull up. And, oh, shit, I'll make it next time.
And you know who else does that besides Theis?
Jesus. I'm a coach. It's frustrating.
You told me not to call him this, but Marcus Dumb does that.
But here's the thing, though. You're right.
Marcus Dumb does that.
You're right.
You're sure right.
Marcus will do that, but Marcus can hit them now. That's the fucking difference, fam. He can hit. He'll pull up and take that stupid ass three, but he'll hit that bitch.
He won't hit it in the fourth quarter. That's why that motherfucker's not. That's not in the game in the fourth quarter.
No, the reason why he's not in the game because the motherfucker fouled out. he'll foul out on you, Marcus Dumb.
That's the thing. You need him on the court for his defensive prowess and the fact that he can regulate some possessions on the game. You don't need him in the fourth quarter to score. You do need him to play defense and for those hustle plays.
You need him to do both, but definitely
defense and hustle plays.
Definitely,
you don't need him to score.
Need to switch that calendar. August is the best month in the year. You switch that shit. Oh. But talking about the calendar in the studio.
What's he pointing at?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with Marcus. And not even think with Marcus. You can't even blame him for being in foul trouble or being fouled out the game.
I don't.
Because these refs are fucking trash. You see how they're doing now.
I don't
these
blame
These motherfuckers,
for
real talk, bro. Like, since I don't, if you watch the game, it looks like a real game, but it's also like summer league. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Boston? So it's like summer league. So it looks like half real, half summer league.
Yeah. Like 2K.
Yeah, something like that.
Not quite.
But it looks more like summer league, half real, half summer league and shit. And these motherfuckers now, fam, they got this. They got this thing where they fall into the defender and they get the call. And the offensive player gets the call. This has happened numerous times since the restart. I'm disgusted by it. Like, what the shit are y'all doing, refs? Like, when this has to be a clip. This has to be a clip that goes out nationwide. Like, NBA refs. Like, NBA. Why are you letting Goran Dragic fall into somebody on a fast break and then fall on the ground?
He waited on him. He dribbling.
Right. He's like, here he come. I know he coming.
Because like the defender failed out.
And the defender, Brad Watermaker, it wasn't him. It was Semi Ojeleye. And Semi is, been in the league a couple of years. His defensive prowess ain't there yet. But he's doing what he can do. And he took a horrible three.
NBA refs, do better.
Miami has a fast break going the other way, and Semi's trying to catch up with the play because he fucked up, and he's like trying to play D. And Goran Dragic, the point guard, savvy NBA vet, knew he was coming, and it slowed down, and then when dude felt the contact from him, and falls the fuck out. He gets a call, gets a free throw.
He leaned into him too.
What the fuck are we doing?
He leaned into him too, and then NBA refs. When a motherfucker throw their head back, they trying to draw a foul. That's not a freaking foul.
Yep, Kelly Olynyk. That's not a foul. Kelly Olynyk does is so good at it. So good at it.
Stop it. So good. That's at not it. A foul.
There's something real talk.
Watch the game, NBA refs. Y'all fucking it up.
I tell you one thing. I love the NBA. It's literally the highest level of basketball that you'll see in the world when the refs swallow their whistles and just let them catch.
Let them
play.
Let them motherfuckers play.
You'll see the best basketball you'll see in the world.
When they do this shit, though.
But when you see them motherfuckers.
You make me mad.
You do. And then you have a watered down kind of diluted version of basketball, because then you have assistant coaches that teach that shit. They teach their players how to draw fouls.
And I thought the NBA, weren't they fining cats at first? Are they still doing that? I don't know if they even doing it.
I can't tell.
I'm like, you're right.
I can't tell.
Because these motherfuckers flopping at a whim, dog. I don't know. I'm tripping. You don't even have to be in position to take a charge, to flop, and still get the call.
It's horrible.
I don't understand that.
It's like, I'm scared to put my money out there on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not losing the game off of a ref that didn't know how to shut the fuck up and let people play. I'm not losing $100 off of it. Fuck that.
Yeah, and no. One of the things that I've noticed is, of course, these games aren't a time crunch. So I'm wondering if there's lacking.
Who got some good cheesecake?
Good question. All I know is Cheesecake Factory, bro. Cheesecake Factory.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Cheesecake Factory got that Reese's Pieces peanut butter cup cheesecake. Ooh. Somebody black?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hank's. I heard Hank's is pretty good over across from Schnucks over there on Big Ben.
But you can't get his sweat rag.
For real.
He can wring water out of that. Here, put the water.
I'm impressed. I'm not sweating. I'm over chilling.
Right. And you're usually a sweaty motherfucker. For real. He's Mr. Sweat. Shit. Like Nelly.
Like
Mr. Drip Drip.
Like Keith out here. Keith Sweat. Out his...
I'm just, what were you saying though before Cheesecake came in?
I don't forget.
No,
you did that on purpose. Like,
I did. No, I'm glad he did it. I like it. But what is it? Coach, but what's that shit? I just I don't get
ass. God damn, Mr.
I'm
Gam.
Drinking
Mr.
beer.
Mr. Bubbles? God
to be honest with you, I'm lucky.
Oh, the bubbles.
I'm lucky I'm drinking these old bubbles.
I know. Every break
it's my
you
birthday.
Hear.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, the bubbles.
I don't give a shit.
That's our host catching his breath.
Bubbles. And they didn't hear it. They didn't hear it, so fuck y'all.
Bubble Daddy.
Yo, this is me. This is me to you.
Mr.
This is
Bubbles.
This is me to you for real.
Mr. Bubbles.
Yeah, for real, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, it's my birthday. I'm off, y'all, for Mr. five
Bubbles.
Straight days. I'm about to go on a Star Wars marathon. Up this bitch.
Mr.
I'm
about Bubbles.
To watch all Star Wars movies. And it's lucky it's the Michelob Ultras with
Mr.
the fucking.
Bubbles.
Because they light. Because if it was a darker beer, I'd be burping my ass.
Burping like I'm up,
I wouldn't be able to talk. But here's the thing. I'm excited.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. But go ahead.
Oh, you will remember. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think because the games are on a time crunch, if they have, you know.
That
they
doesn't
can't,
make any sense because they would call less calls.
But they can't miss that time. You know, these games are going fast.
You know what I'm saying?
And there's like a break between the first and the second game. So they got to blow the whistle in order to eat that time.
Oh,
up.
So you
so
can do that on purpose.
If they're doing that to kind of get them to kind of manage the time better.
They are fast. Three games a day.
You know, and then it's like this long break, and we got to listen to Charles Barkley, motherfucking ass.
Charles Barkley. The floor is yours. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is about to, he's about to do something. I'm literally about to back up because he's about to ether this motherfucker. He doesn't like Mr. Barkley. And
let's get it.
Mr. Michael, let him know.
Like is not a strong enough word for how I feel about that dude.
Boston, I would like you to comment with your real thoughts about Chuck after this. Do not be
influenced
by what he says.
First of all, any NBA player that says, I'm not a role model, don't consider me like that, I lose respect for it. So I lost respect for him way back then when he said that back in 1990.
Yeah, that was
fuck you, Charles Barkley. And then he further compounded it when Scottie Pippen said, look, Charles Barkley needs to apologize to me for asking me to play with him. You remember when he said that? When Scottie Pippen went to Houston and he only played for like 6 months and then he left him? He went on. He's like, Charles Barkley needs to apologize for me for asking me to play with him.
Charles Barkley said you need to ask to play with me in Houston?
When Scottie Pippen got there, this is this comment when they asked him why he left, because he left the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, Charles Barkley was a problem. Charles Barkley needs to apologize to me for asking me to come play with him. That's what Scottie Pippen said. He's not a teammate.
You really hate him because how do you remember that? I remember fact that everything no one knows what
I told you about the layout.
And Shaq, why did you miss that punch? You should have knocked his ass out. How did you miss that punch? Oh, I wish he'd have nailed his ass.
I bet you if he would have connected on that punch with him and his, with their mamas still been cool. Their mamas would have been cool if he would have, because he would have knocked him.
He would have fucked. He would have murdered.
God, bro. Oh my God. It's like him and Brad Miller. Ooh. Remember the Brad Miller swing? When Shaq swung at Brad Miller? Brad Miller quickly and calmly tried to, I don't care. And he walked away.
If he did Brad Miller,
you should have seen. Google that. You'll see it on YouTube, bro. I'm talking about.
Windmill punch.
This Brad Miller literally walked out of being retarded. He walked away from being retarded. Shaq would have made him retarded. Because Shaq came with much force.
From Mexico. Ooh. All the way up to the North Pole.
Oh my God. He wanted to decapitate Brad Miller. He literally wanted to knock his head off of his fucking body.
Yeah. So if he'd have hit Charles Barkley, that would have made my day. And I got another one. Remember when Mike Tyson punked Charles Barkley? They was at a club. Charles Barkley was talking about he's the baddest man on earth. Mike Tyson was like, that. Yo, Charles, you the baddest man on earth?
I've
you,
never
Charles.
Heard these facts in my life. He must hate him. Really. That's right. Shit. No one knows
you're
what the
baddest man on earth, Charles.
Get a deep notebook on this.
You're the baddest man on earth, Charles. Let's see how bad you are. Come on, Charles. You're the baddest man on earth. I want to see how bad you are.
Too. Mike Tyson said that to Charles. Yeah, Charles Barkley sat down. Charles Barkley sat his ass down.
Where was this? What club?
That's at a Vegas club. I don't know the name of it, but Mike Tyson punked his ass. And this is the kicker.
We need to get his therapy.
And this is why everybody should hate Charles Barkley from St. Louis.
This is not being your spirit.
From St. Louis, though.
Barkley therapy.
Because of what he said about Michael Brown.
Yeah.
That shit pissed me off. Wow. That shit pissed me off to no end.
Yeah.
Say he shouldn't have never been in there. He stole the cigarettes. I understand why the cop shot him.
Wow. Wow.
Charles Barkley, fuck you forever. If I ever see you in the airport, I'm going to steal you. Count on it. I knock your ass out. Plus, you soft anyway. You kiss the white man on the lips, dude. You gay.
On national TV.
On national TV.
There's nothing wrong with being gay, though.
There's nothing wrong with being gay, but be out there. If you're going to be gay, be gay. You know? Get somebody like August Alsina, though. You know, you got an old white ref. You know what I'm saying? Get you somebody that looks nice. When you get an old white ref.
You really fucked it up at the
end. No, I didn't. We just said it's going to be.
Is August Alsina your type? Why would August Alsina be on your lips?
That's the first thing he
said. Why would that be on your
lips? Right. Ooh, that's not good. He thinks he looks good.
All right, that's what August Alsina can get.
Your brothers don't hear this shit.
So August Alsina, you can get it? That's what you're saying? I'm just what I heard.
Oh, shit.
I didn't say that.
Did you hear that, O?
I didn't say
that. What you heard?
That's not what I
said. He was cool. He said, but get, not a white man. He August Alsina. Why would you pick August Alsina?
Because he's the entanglement guy. That's all I'm saying.
You should have said nothing. Nothing. That was no right answer. You should have said nothing.
Anyway, Charles Barkley.
White man. Period.
If you're gonna be gay, be gay.
August Alsina okay to be gay with.
You're gonna be gay. Be gay.
You invited a Corona man and August Alsina here in August. You invited this. You made this happen.
That's the reason why I said August
producer,
Alsina.
This is your
August.
Producer. Oh, you get all the credit for this. You get all EP for this.
Money.
You produce this whole show. You want to be a producer? Oh, this is your shit. You produce all this.
It's a great one. This gonna put us on the map. Boston. This gonna put you on the map.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
This shit. They be like, hey, that Rodney Michael guy.
This is it.
That Rodney Michael guy is the shit.
This is it.
We need Rodney Michael.
All one word.
Oh, the great. You and Rodney Michael come on our CNN podcast.
That's an inside joke.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. But yeah, Charles Barkley, fuck you.
Unless you August Alsina, then holla. That's what Rodney said. Yeah, I heard it. Did he run his back?
Hey.
Did he run his back?
I need to go.
That's going to be a clip.
I need to go have my pedicure. What time is it?
Oh, shit. He got to get his toes done. He got to get his toes done, ladies and gentlemen. He got to get his toes done. So please put a button on this. He got to get his toes done. And August
Alsina.
August Alsina, he'll see you soon. So, but you got August Alsina music, don't you? You got all his music, don't you? All his jams. Wow.
What month is this?
You invited this.
What month
producer,
is this?
Mr. Producer. Producer. Yeah. You want that? You want it? Here, this is what you get. I will take these bullets for you. I will take the bullets. But now, Mr. Producer, get you some of this lead.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah, he had to get his feet done. This is who you invited here. Outbreak monkey with a pedicure. You brought an outbreak monkey with good feet.
I know what I'm not wanted.
With pretty toes. This is what you call it here. This is what you want, that birthday boy. Wow. Wow. Birthday boy brought the outbreak monkey. He got a pedicure. He lay. His toes can get done. He got his feet done.
Cut all this off.
He got to get his toes done.
Cut all this off the show.
He got to get his feet done. He got to get his toes done. The holy hoe got to get his toes done. This is who you bring here. The holy hoe with COVID from three hotspot states. You pass here to get to all the states you name. You got to pass here to get to Florida, Texas.
Don't forget Illinois. Don't forget Illinois.
Illinois. He passed and then came out, so I would be on the show. But I get my toes done by 6:30. Where them hoes at? This is what you invited here. This is who you, this your company? Wow. 41 years, son. This is what the best you can do? 41. God gave you 41 years on this earth. This is the best you can bring here. Out of all the lives you live through, this is all you can bring.
Boston.
Wow.
Boston.
Wow. You want a photo shoot. This is what you bring here? You want some stupid magic. This is what you bring. This is what happens when you get us killed. If I get chance. Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Fuck you, Boston. Wow. I ain't said nothing but a word. Wow.
Man. Excellent show, though, dog.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
This is the tops.
He got to get his toes done.
This is the best one. Fuck what he say. This is the best one.
You got a pass.
Hey, it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
41
this
years.
This show was off the 41? Point.
41 years on point. The earth, and this is what you're doing.
Where am I? Where am I right now?
I can get some nice new shit in the studio, and this is what you do.
I didn't break it. Where am I at?
We make phone calls and shit. This is what you do. This is what you bring. The outbreak
phone
monkey
calls,
with pretty toes.
Answer.
This is what producing gets you. And you get all the bullets. You want the credit? Here's credit.
I'm touching
on
these,
that too.
I'm touching these mic like Rudy Gobert.
Oh, you the outbreak monkey. Don't touch shit. You outbreak monkey, motherfucker.
Like Rudy
don't
Gobert.
Touch shit. Outbreak monkey. Outbreak monkey.
It's funny. I remember how you looked at me. You was like, you went to Tampa?
You fucking ain't right. I just was at your house and didn't know that shit. I was just at your house last week.
And then, Tampa? Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to throw it all away. I'm ready. You win, Boston.
It's your birthday. Uh-huh. What do you win?
I told you.
What did he win?
Oh, God damn.
What do you? He didn't win shit.
No one listens.
This is a great show. What do you? He didn't win shit. Fuck
away.
What he talking about. This is a great show, dog. I'm out. Get my toes done.
Wait,
what you mean? We ain't done yet, motherfucker. Hold on now. Goddamn.
He got to get his toes done.
Hold on. I'm trying to get back focused. Y'all motherfucker making me.
You chose the outbreak monkey to get his toes done.
Hot, my head hurt.
Still sweating.
Oh my God.
It's only 7:00.
I ain't laughed that hard. I don't, where am I?
He went to
I'm in the
Florida
blue basement.
Texas and Illinois.
I feel like I just went all the places too. Yeah, for real. Physically and spiritually.
Oh, y'all have. Y'all
Jeez.
Was there with me.
Jeez.
Y'all was there with me.
Outbreak monkey.
That was a good movie though.
It was. What's her name? What's her face?
Julie Roberts?
She wasn't in that shit.
It was
yo young ass.
Morgan Freeman.
Yep, he was dope. Dustin Hoffman, Donald Sutherland, mm-hmm. and my girl was a female. Damn, she was in all movies in the mid to late 90s. Renee Russo, her fine ass.
Renee Russo.
That's one of she was cute ass wife.
Renee Russo.
She was bad. I'm trying to regroup. Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm trying to regroup.
Fuck you, Charles Barkley. There we go.
Okay. Do you have anything?
Unless you are August Alsina.
And you can do something. Like we can hang out. You better pray your brothers don't listen to this shit.
Ooh,
they gonna
man.
Your ass the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Man.
For what?
I'm going to post all August Alsina tapes on his Facebook. But I'll teen his memes on that motherfucker.
I'm going to jump on IG just to do it with you. I'm going to jump on do it with you.
Both of y'all hate it.
I'm going to find his Facebook page.
Because the thing was, he was done. He was a period. But he said, but unless. I was like, why are you going to be done? Yeah, no. Yeah. He said, unless you August Alsina.
Yeah, he buried himself.
Proving a point.
You said, but you could have ended right at fucking Charles Barkley. Okay, but then you said, unless you are why? I don't understand. Why would you do that?
Let's move back. Let's go to the main thing of Charles Barkley, because if I start on that again, I will make my stomach hurt again. And I will not be able to fucking breathe properly because I was just laughing too hard. That shit was very hilarious. I cannot wait to listen to this episode back.
You.
Man.
Both of them.
All these badass females.
Look at them. Yep. August ain't over there. Holy August, I've seen it on that screen. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
August,
I'm ignoring him.
That's September. August, that's September, October, and November.
He said October. August ain't over there. Oh, my God.
Funny. Well, close the show. He gotta get his toes done, man. Oh, God man. Damn. I want to talk shit up. It's over. We ain't gonna make it, dog.
We ain't gonna talk more basketball.
It's over. Sorry, man. He gotta get his toes done.
Shit, when Quincy Jones' daughter start doing eyewear commercials and shit, she over here with Zena and shit. Her fine ass.
She look good and black as fuck.
What's her name? She got that black ass first name too. What's her name? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Quincy daughter and black as fuck. What's her first name? Oh no, Rashida Jones. Yeah, Rashida. She's so good, man. All right, y'all. I guess we're gonna wrap this motherfucker up. This shit. Damn, this was longer than the first one. Fuck.
What time is it now?
It's like 1:04.
Damn.
You know what I mean? It's longer than the first. In real talk, I could talk some more because we ain't even getting the goddamn basketball for real. Like,
you produced this. You asked me to come on here. No, I don't do shit but disrupt.
Yeah, I know.
Then August, I seen her over here. September, I seen her.
Well, it's not. I mean, you got two talkative guys. What do you expect?
Your name is now out, August Alsina, Outbreak Monkey.
Your name is Rodney Alsina
and Holy Ho. You have three new names.
Holy Ho. That's the only one. You would. That's the only one I want. Yeah. Holy Ho.
Why would you want? Look, see this.
Holy Ho.
So I don't go.
Al said, Al for short. Al for short. When I talk about Al on this motherfucker, I'm talking about this dude.
Holy Ho.
I'm talking about Rodney Michael, recording artist. Check out his stuff.
I'll be a holy ho.
Dichotomy. Download it now, wherever you listen to music.
Holy Ho. The Holy Ho.
Ho Ho Records is what they're on.
Hey, that's a good name.
In this show. In this shit. I unplug all this shit. In this.
You ain't unplugging shit.
I got this charger right in this box. So I can all this shit go dark.
You ain't plugging shit.
Close this show. I'm done. I'm out of here. Get me off this shit.
I like that. Ho Ho Records.
All right. We got to wrap it. Law and Order said we got to wrap. Executive producer, Boston.
Get his toes done. I don't want to hold him up. I don't want to hold you.
That was an hour.
Mr. Executive wants to try that for us for rap. Who you got coming out the East?
I'm still going to go with Boston, man. I think they can do it. It's going to be a 7-game series between them and Toronto.
Sure is. I pray they can, but
because we haven't unleashed. And I'm saying we because I'm going with Boston. We haven't unleashed Kemba yet.
Okay, so you're not Warriors no more.
They're not in it.
Yeah, y'all too trash to be down there. Okay.
But once Kemba is unleashed, dog.
Yeah.
Hey.
I just pray Kemba's healthy enough because his knees are still a problem. So I'm worried about that.
I think they just kind of managing his minutes. I think his knee is fine. He's only a problem with one knee.
For real. Who you got coming out the West?
I want to go Portland, but I think I'm going to go Clippers, though.
Yep. I think Clips, too. I got Boston and Toronto. Let's go Beantown. I want to shout out to whatever this greenery is.
What was that?
It was a burp.
Oh.
Whatever this berry pie that Mr. Boston provided the greenery today. He specifically said put a sprinkle in the blunt. Put a sprinkle.
Like seasoning.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not a bit generous. Garnish. It's garnish.
So I put some of that in there. We had his blueberry berry pie OG, and we had gelato and Fire OG. It was very good.
One day.
Yeah. And while we was doing
part of that rotation,
he was enjoying August. He was enjoying August weather.
And on that note, August weather for real. But on that note, we love y'all. Thank you for listening to High Off the Glass. This has been a special birthday edition.
41 years, you bring him here. The Outbreak Monkey with Pretty Toes.
Pretty Toes, you got him. They ain't pretty yet. They ain't pretty yet.
Wait, that's why you love August so much. You ain't really going to get them toes.
They ain't pretty yet.
Like you mean it.
Them toes of yours, you can snatch a salmon from the shit.
He's going to listen to August. I've seen it all the way home.
Yeah, I would give a shout out to fucking Hater Boston, as you hear, lighting up fucking Outbreak Monkey, a.k.a. Al.
I like pretty with manicured toes. I make monkeys with manicured toes. Eh.
Holy ho, Ronnie Michael, say something on the way out.
Hey, I want to wish my brother another happy birthday coming for me.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah,
number 41.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy birthday, bro.
We appreciate you,
thank
bro.
Thank you, executive producer, Mr. Boston. For having us.
I hate it here.
You know you love it. That's why you
we
keep coming back.
We appreciate it.
I hate it here.
Yo, keep hooping, y'all. Keep blowing. You know, get your smoke on.
I hate it here.
We love y'all. I
hate it here. I hate it here. I still hate it here.
Keep doing it.